This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Red Cross claims it gave homes to over 130,000 Haitians, but it actually built only six. Abortions became legal in Israel, but the law does not recognize a woman's right to make her own choice. There are local committees appointed to review every abortion request. In practice, 98% of abortions in Israel are approved, but of the approximately 40,000 abortions performed each year, only around half go through the committees. The other estimated 20,000 are being conducted illegally. Pope Francis will release his first major encyclical on the theme of the environment and the poor. The encyclical is being treated as a milestone that could place the Roman Catholic Church at the forefront of a new coalition of religion and science. Regulatory filings over the last month revealed that 12 private equity firms said they had actual conflicts of interest in connection with discounts from accountants, lawyers, and other vendors and suppliers. 29 more described potential conflicts. The 41 firms oversee almost $600 billion in client assets, according to SEC documents. A South African court issued an interim order to prevent President Omar Hassan al-Bashir of Sudan, the only head of state wanted by the International Criminal Court on genocide charges, from leaving South Africa. The 25 million Americans now between the ages of 65 and 74 have emerged as particularly well-positioned in the nation's economic timeline. Plenty of individual exceptions, but as a group, they're better off financially than past generations and may well enjoy a more successful old age than future ones. Last year, about 22% of recent college graduates were either working part-time or unemployed, compared to about 15% in 2007, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. A national survey of 1,500 adults conducted by the Pew Research Center found that 55% of those aged 18 to 29 view unions positively, while 29% view them unfavorably. Rulings by the Supreme Court of Mexico have said that laws in most of the country's states are discriminatory. This has effectively legalized gay marriage without enshrining it in law. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.